Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
There is an entire world out there where people fight to be relevant every single day.
We do what we do best. We improvise.
We think too much and feel too little.
Let's put a smile on that face.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Now, welcome to the final act.
Open Sesame.
The Overdrive with Simon, driving you home from Monday to Thursday at 4 p.m.
This time of the afternoon, we do our COVID slot. Today, I have a message for you from Professor Adrian Puren, Acting Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases.
Good afternoon. This is your COVID-19 report for the 28th of October, 2021. All data are from the previous 24 hours. My name is Adrian Puren. I'm from the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. 33,030 tests were performed, and of these, 472 were identified as positive cases. The positivity rate is 1.4% overall. The highest positivity rate is in the Northern Cape at 5.2%. In terms of the distribution of these cases, 103 are in Gauteng, 88 in Western Cape, 68 in KZN, 59 in Northern Cape, and 42 in the Free State. Compared to the previous 7 days, there's been a 31% decrease in new cases and a 14% decline in hospitalizations over the past 7 days. The incidence for the day, that's the number of cases per 10 to the 5 of the population, is 1 or less for all provinces, and only the Northern Cape has an incidence of 4.6 per 100,000. In terms of vaccines, 191,264 vaccines were administered, and that brings us to a total of 21,924,915 total vaccines administered. And this includes the age groups from 12 to 17 as well. 14,991,375 persons in South Africa are now fully vaccinated. And if you look at the percentage coverage per age band, 18 and above, and this is in the adult population, 18 to 34-year-olds, 22.5% are now fully vaccinated. In the 35 to 49 age bracket, 41.6% are now fully vaccinated. And in the 50 to 59 age group, 55.6% are fully vaccinated. In the age band 60 and above, 60.25% are now fully vaccinated. This means that we should still continue wearing our masks, wearing them properly, physically distancing, especially when you go to vote, and ensure you are in well-ventilated areas. And please vaccinate. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Professor Puren.